football on off the ball.
I would definitely have a question about you. Am I okay saying you're committed to Ireland? And he said, yes, no problem. So he is in our frame. He might be one that we would call in June.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look back at last night's action in the Champions League as Arsenal booked their spot in the final for the first time in 20 years. Who'll join them? We look ahead to Bayern's clash with PSG in Munich tonight. And is Victor Osimhen Ireland's next great hope? But first, Arsenal are into the Champions League final for the first time in 20 years and just the second time in the club's history. After a 2-1 aggregate win over Atletico Madrid, Bukayo Saka scored just before half-time to give the Gunners a 1-0 second leg win in North London. Boss Mikel Arteta says it was a special night.
We made history again together, and I cannot be happier, prouder for everybody that is involved in this football club. The boys did an incredible job, and after 20 years and for the second time in our history, we are back in the Champions League final.
Arteta has won the FA Cup in his time as Arsenal manager, and earlier this season his side lost 2-0 to Manchester City in the League Cup final. He says he feels his side are close to realising a long-term ambition.
You have to be sometimes lucky, things have to go your way. We put obviously so much work, passion and belief into what we do. And today we got rewarded to have an incredible day in Budapest in a few weeks.
Arsenal defender Riccardo Calafiori says it's a great achievement to qualify for the final in Budapest, which is on the 30th of May.
You can imagine it's something huge. I think 20 years ago was the last time. And yeah, I think we deserve. And we're playing everything right now, the league and the Champions League. So we have full energy.
On the football show last night, writer and broadcaster Dion Fanning joined Owen Sheehan and Arthur O'Dea, and he said despite the game not being the most entertaining, it was still a huge achievement for Arteta.
On the continental front, this is another step forward by this Mikel Arteta team.
No, it is. And it's one of those things that you need if you're a manager of Arsenal, if you're a supporter of Arsenal, it is about having those occasions. And I think even, Arsenal's like title charges a lot of the times have sort of been very, like, have ended very disappointingly and not even in a kind of epic way. So, like, you need to, whatever happens, it is about just creating those things that you actually feel something and you have some sort of memories of, whether you win or lose them. So to get to a Champions League final, even after a game as terrible as this one, is something that you can't take away from Arteta.
If Arsenal end up winning either of these pieces of silverware, I think the return of Bukayo Saka is going to go down as a really important final chapter in this season. They've been without him for a lot of this year. He has come back fit and firing, but also crucially at just the right time. He has scored the winner tonight. It is his goal that has put Arsenal into the Champions League final. He was the star man on Saturday evening as well to put Arsenal in a position to, I guess, celebrate Manchester City's slip yesterday evening. He is their key man. He's not had his best season, but that'll all be forgotten about if he has an all-timer of a May.
Well, it will be, and he's so important for them. And, he missed the City game and then he's back. And I think now what this does for Arsenal, it should help them. Like, there are still some tough games to negotiate, but I feel that winning the two games after the City game have been huge for Arsenal. They really have, and I don't think the City team that you see this season is that equipped to be under that kind of pressure as we saw last night. And Saka has been, like, so important in putting that pressure back on them.
Who do you think Arsenal fans will want in the final?
Bayern Munich.
Fair.
If you want to listen back to that in full, it's in your OTB football podcast feed. Now, Bayern Munich boss Vincent Kompany expects another goal-filled clash as they try to overturn a 5-4 first-leg deficit against holders PSG in Germany. Kompany says he's full belief in his team's approach, despite some of the criticism for their defending last week.
The mission is to win games. We have ideas that we think help us to do that, and we win a lot of games. And if you can do it without conceding a goal. That's the best thing that can happen. But it is pragmatic as well to think about winning a football match.
PSG will have to do without Ashraf Hakimi for tonight's second leg in Munich. The Parisians are the highest scoring team in this season's Champions League with 43 goals. Kvaratskhelia Kvaratskhelia has been directly involved in 15 of those, a record for a PSG player in a Champions League campaign. Tonight's game at the Allianz Arena kicks off at 8 o'clock. Now, a number of League of Ireland captains and players have signed a letter calling on the FAI to boycott Ireland's scheduled Nations League games against Israel. Ireland play Israel twice later this year. The home game is set for the Aviva on the 4th of October. The letter sent by the Stop the Game group cited breaches of FIFA and UEFA statute and acts of genocide as justification for a boycott of the games. Robbie Keane says he's not listening to speculation linking him with a return to management in the UK. The former Spurs striker has been mentioned as an option for the permanent vacancy at Celtic, while reports have also suggested he could take over a Premier League club. Keane's won titles in Israel and Hungary in his managerial career so far. He says his focus is on his current side, Ferencváros.
I think the speculation, it means that he must be doing something okay. I think my biggest strength is that I don't care what happens outside me. It doesn't bother me.
Now, after Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson announced his squad for next week's training camp in Spain and the friendly with Grenada in Murcia, the Green Scene trio debated the names of who's in and who didn't make the squad. Shamrock Rovers teenager Victor Osimhuna was touted as a possible inclusion, but the players in the League of Ireland weren't considered as they are currently in season. Ben Symes, David Wilson and Matthew Brennan said they expect to see the midfielder in the senior Ireland squad for years to come.
I probably would have liked seeing Victor Osimhuna in there. We don't have players who can do what Osimhuna can do, in the middle of the park, where he gets the ball and he bounces off a player and he turns and he moves forward and he plays that pass. Ireland don't have too many players like that. And Osimhuna is someone who I think is going to be in Ireland senior squads for a long, long time. And I don't see the harm in getting him involved in it at all. I'm delighted that Uma is there. Maybe one or two more. I think Rory Finneran was someone who was a shout last week as well. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe I'm looking at that midfield and I expected more than four midfielders in the squad. Yeah. That was something that kind of shocked me. So to throw Osimhuna and Finneran in there, there's no harm in doing it. There's only 21 players in the squad. As Heimer said, we will call up definitely one more, maybe two more if Bacon drops out. So there is still time to bring these players through. I'd just like to see more. Hopefully this is the start of a trend where players get faster up through to the senior team.
Victor Osimhuna is the obvious one. I have seen quite a bit of him this season. I saw him a couple weeks ago against Derry City up in Celtic Park. And, you know, he just looks like he's a cut above everybody else. He can kind of do everything. And I think he'll be in the squad for the last game in May and the Canada game. I just think he's just that good. He's just unbelievable. Like, I know you were speaking to him today, Ben, about what the next level, what the kind of progression looks like for Osimhuna, but from like my point of view, I thought he just looked exceptional. And I'm disappointed that he and a couple other lads from the League of Ireland aren't in the squad, but that's just the nature of the kind of the football calendar.
Remember, you can listen to The Green Scene, your one-stop shop for all things Irish football, each and every week for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Now, as I mentioned, Dion Fanning was on the football show on Tuesday night and he explained how his local club, Dalkey United, managed to get their most famous former player, Paul McGrath, down to the club to meet some of the young players and what it meant to both the parents and the kids.
It's not an exaggeration to say, like, you know, grown men were crying, like, you know, well, I was crying. But this year it was glorious weather and we were really, one of the things we looked into this year and we just started making inquiries about it. Dalkey United's greatest ever player, Ireland's greatest ever player, is Paul McGrath. And we were just looking into the possibility that Paul might consider coming along. And we got, you know, we were encouraged that he might do, and then we got the confirmation last week that he was going to come down on Sunday. And, it's not an exaggeration to say, like, you know, grown men were crying. Like, you know, well, I was crying, but other grown men were crying too. Like, his presence is just extraordinary, and it's still extraordinary. Like, that aura he has is there, and it's there. It's just like, you know, I spent a lot of time just just with him, just walking around. And he didn't, there wasn't anything, he just did everything. He just walked around meeting people, stuff for every picture, signed, like, he was signing shin, like kids were taking out their shin pads and asking him to sign them. And, you know, he was doing that, like there wasn't, you know, anything that he couldn't do for people. And he just wandered around and enjoyed it. And it was beautiful. Like it was really beautiful. And that sense you have, which he always, like McGrath had that as a player, and it's still there, just that, that people want to kind of be around him, that there was something about him that draws people to him. And you could see it, like there was, you know, people come up and say, I touched your shoulder in Dunleary Shopping Centre when I was 10, you know, and like this kind of stuff, like, you know, remembering, like, because he has that presence. But the kids as well, like, you know, and like you saw, we put some videos up on it and you see it, like the kids are just in awe. Like they all know who he is. They understand, not just if you're from Dorky United, but anyone around there, but they do understand who he is. And like a lot of them have read that, you know, there's a Paul McGrath, one of those biographies out, and they've read that, and they understand like his place in Irish football history. And it's a funny thing, I actually think about, you know, people talk about kids and like they're the way they live today, and they're on their phones and they're on, but they actually, I think some of that stuff gives them, I know for my own son, like it's probably because of YouTube, they spend so much time, like he spends so much time watching like footballers on YouTube, including old footballers, that he knows so much about these. So you'll have seen, like, you know, the YouTube kids algorithm, or the YouTube has fed him, like, you know, he's watched Roy Keane videos, the next thing he's watching Paul McGrath videos. So they know about these players, and they know about their reputation. So they all knew him. And I told my son the night before, because we didn't really tell anybody, and I told him the night before, and he was just like, wow.
You didn't need to explain?
No.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. He was just wow.
That's available to listen back to in full in your OTB Football podcast feed now. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. And Arsenal boss Renee Slagers insists her side have already moved on from their Champions League exit. The 4-3 aggregate loss to Lyon on Saturday puts extra pressure on them to secure European qualification through the WSL. Slagers' side are third in the table, 5 points behind Chelsea. They're 11 off leaders Manchester City, but they do have 3 games in hand. The first of those is tonight, away to Brighton. Arsenal have to win or else City will be crowned champions.
We know where we're going with the group. We're constantly growing and we constantly want to test ourselves. So we want to play games. But if you look at where the group's at and how everyone is very eager to perform and look to do everything we can that's within our control, then we're happy to have this schedule in front of us. Yeah.
That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB Football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.